to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You're lying.
No, it's been fun. What do you mean?
What do you mean it's been fun, dog? You did nothing, dog.
What do you mean? We came here yesterday, we workshopped.
Yeah.
And then I got myself massaged. She elbowed me also, you know. I got a whole massage, bro. Then we went on a game drive. Yeah. That's fun.
Chick Saul's knees.
No, I'm talking about last night.
What's wrong with my knees?
You're so glossy. We can see. You're oiled up.
Yeah.
Because last night, after we did the whole stretch session or whatever, Saul was nowhere to be seen. We didn't see you at the fire.
I ate.
And then?
And then I left. I was tired, man.
No?
Yeah, remember, I wake up at 3:30 every morning.
Yeah.
My body really gets tired, so it just shut down.
But you missed out, man.
We had so much fun
at the games.
For real.
By the fire.
Tune in.
Ah, bro. What games did we play, man?
We played a game called... It was the town one. I don't know what's the name of it.
You were towning?
Mafia.
You know
mafia.
What towning
mafia.
Is?
Mafia game.
What's a mafia game? What is it? Like, I don't know. I've never heard of
it. It's quite complex. My first time playing it, but it's pretty
dope. It was pretty dope.
Mafia.
Yeah. Mm. So you get to... Like, well, if you're chosen as the mafia on that...
You can kill people in the town.
Exactly.
And then you're towning, then...
And then there's a doctor, and then there's a cop.
Yeah.
So I was a doctor, and I kept saving myself.
Yeah, because the doctor has the opportunity. So when the games... So it's like the people...
Is it a board game?
No.
So you just sit, and all of you, whether there's the five of you or ten... Well, it's better, I think, when there's a lot of you. So three people or two people can be you close your eyes. There's one person who's basically just guiding the game. And then they first they choose three people that are gonna be mafias, right? Or two. Then you also make
based on the cards you get. So if you get a Joker, you're a mafia.
Yeah, there's cards as well involved.
If you get a J, you're a cop. If you get a Q.
Cops are jokers.
No. It was the mafias were the jokers, right?
No. The mafias were the jokers.
Jokers. And then a signed card was, I think it was Ace, which made you
a mafia.
Ace should have been a mafia. Ace is a mafia.
A cop. Yeah. No, then the other one, the card, I think it could be a Q. Then you are assigned the doctor. So first, the mafia now must select someone like in the town who they want to kill.
So we all got our eyes closed like this.
Yeah.
And they say if you're a mafia, you lift your head up, right? So if you're a mafia, you lift your head up and everybody else is like this. And then you choose who you want to kill in the town.
Yes.
And then the doctor can save whoever they think is going to be killed. And then the cop can...
The cops have the opportunity to suspect someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to choose a suspect. Then they will say whoever. But if it's not that person, then maybe you as the cop is out. Yeah.
So the premise is that the people must try find out who the mafias
are. Kill the mafias.
And take them out of the game.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That sounds interesting.
So the doctor then has the opportunity to now save someone. Mm-hmm. Like, so it will be like, okay, doctor, like, open your eyes. Who would you like to save?
Yes.
So maybe you'll save someone who is being targeted as to be.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the mafia last night was Simpiwe and Robert Boy and Seema.
Jeez.
So we voted out Robert Boy and Seema except Simpiwe. Simpiwe played well.
But they worked together, though. Robert Boy and Spiwe.
They were killing people.
Spiwe hit his intentions best. That he's the mafia.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Dope. What else? What game?
We played...
What was it? The
Akaso.
And then the so.
No. Akaso.
Yeah. You have to be there to play them, man. They're difficult to explain.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
You know?
But and then there's funny. Another one, A for Elephant, that I heard.
Yeah.
That's Tabang.
Yeah.
Oh. No, Tabang said A for Elephant.
Tabang said we're going to play an alphabet game.
Mm. Alphabet game?
Yeah. Wow. So he comes up with the alphabet. If I say
B. That's a bougie game.
So if I say B, then you have to say whatever starts with a B, like bus. And then Ghost Lady says beautiful. Mm. And then goes like that, like that. So when he was explaining, it's like, for example, guys, A, apple. Elephant.
A for elephant.
But you gotta blame it on the edibles. I don't know, but everybody was on edibles last night, dog. That's what it was like.
Apparently they put the weed in the bonfire. How true was that? And Robot Boy was laughing at the A for elephant thing for 30 minutes.
Was the weed in the bonfire?
Yes.
No way. Oh, that's how we're all lit, man. Oh, you motherfuckers. Oh, that's smart.
Damn, how much weed was it?
Because Robert Boy was laughing too much, dog. No sober nigga laughs like that, bro.
Man, how much weed was it? Because weed will just evaporate in the fire unless it's like a handful. How much weed was it?
I don't know.
Handful?
Oh, fucking hell. Who thought of that? Simpio, who thought of that?
Tato.
Anyway, Tato.
Tato was high since he got here.
And then since he started playing jazz, that's why.
Jazz music.
Yeah, he started playing elevator music. There was some point when I was like, what's going on?
What kind of jazz was it? Like Slayer Salute or something?
No, like proper jazz.
It's like elevator music.
Yeah.
Oh,
music
you'd
hear it like, you know, like your hotel lobbies.
Damn, like the whole music, elevator stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, what was beautiful, I was telling Ghost Lady, what the fuck, man. For us to come this far, it's so crazy because our first year end, it was literally me, Tabang, Ghost Lady, and Mnaga, and Dudu. And we just had a braai at the pool at Kanye's house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember we once had one. Was that a second one?
That was the second
one. That was the second one.
Beautiful. It's beautiful that you thought of having, you know, even the first one, as intimate as it was. Because then you wouldn't compare this to anything else.
Exactly.
If this was the first one ever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good gauge of growth.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful to see, like, what us as black people, if we get together, what we can do, man.
Even this place is black owned, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
man, it's so beautiful. Even when the guys, you know, were presenting, it's like so much insights, you know, behind what we're doing and at what level we're doing it. And even when you see the growth of the podcast throughout the years, the numbers, then you're like, wow. Because when you're in it, it's difficult sometimes to step out of it and see it, right? But when you are shown all of that growth and progress on the screen, it's like, wow, that's crazy. And yet, to realize that we're still so small, we're
top in the ocean.
Very small, and there's so much room for growth, the future becomes scarier.
But you end up appreciating every moment.
Is no one going to mention that I won the challenge last night? No one's going to mention that.
Oh.
Oh, Zilla won the challenge, man. you are Temba Mafuma there as the Proteas secure the win. Yeah, you are the captain that the team was lifting. Yeah, so there was a game. What was it? Like, so we had a whole thing.
Workshop.
And then,
that's workshop.
Yeah, we did the whole, you know, where the podcast is going, came from, accolades, thingies, achievements, and where we want to go into. And then we did a workshop where we broke away into three groups.
Yep.
And we had to come up with a show. And Mac Teams won.
Yeah.
They came up with the best show.
You guys saw your team came up with a dating show for cripples, yeah?
You know what, bro? That show is not for cripples. Here's the thing, right?
No, we saw a lot of demonstrations.
They
want to come out like these.
They come out like, huh? No, man. That show it's a dating show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, where you don't know who you're talking to. It's like one person talking to 3-4 people, right? And then there's like a round of asking questions, but you are told. So as you apply to be the person on the dating show to choose people, you say what you value the most in a person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So say it's money. Then there's one person who's really rich. And then, but however, all these people have stuff that has been a hindrance in their dating life. So some insecurities. It doesn't need to be crippled.
Okay.
You don't need to be disabled.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That was an example that was made. And guys said,
all right, for me, that was the highlight of the workshop, man. They're going to come out like these.
It's a show. And come on, bro. You know what I mean? And you don't want an Oscar Pistorius behind the door.
Yeah.
You know, because the game is made up of doors. So you don't see who's behind. And you keep talking to these people, you know? you keep talking to this and you keep talking to these guys that you can't see and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the mechanic was something like that. That was the idea. But the problem is we had so many ideas and then we struggled to pick the idea. So we picked that one. We didn't have too much time to refine it. Hmm. So it came across as we're parading people with disabilities to go on dates and we're selling the show on their disabilities,
yes,
which was not true. Sometimes it's not disabilities. Maybe you have a smelly breath. Or you have chronic armpit smell.
Mm.
You know, you've got something. It doesn't need to be physical. You know what I mean? Sometimes maybe you've got arach, what's it called, that thing? Narcolepsy or something. You know what I mean? You just fall asleep randomly. Mm. You know, like it's or just small things like
three
balls. Maybe you're kleptomaniac. You steal and you can't help it.
How?
You know, three balls.
That was your idea. That's the one that got you excited during the presentation.
But you know which show I liked? I liked the Ubam Gozi Yatuso.
Exactly.
I really like that. There's something there, man.
There's something there.
But how often, though?
The only problem is that he said only he can drive.
Yeah.
Yes. What if you get a better driver, better entertainer, man? Yeah. No, but the thing is with Ubam Gozi is, conversations happen in an Uber every day, but how often are they gold enough to put on a show?
Ah, wild shit happens in
exactly.
Ubers, bro. These Ubers and Bolts.
Don't tell me you saw that. Stories every day.
Don't tell me you saw that viral video of that girl being licked by that girl licking the Uber driver.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, I think that was staged. That's content creation, man.
You reckon?
Yeah. Do you think Uber drivers really? Tuso, do you guys really get licked in cars? Do you really get licked by riders? And ridden by riders. Oh, no. Mm. You've never got ass from a rider.
Don't lie, man. You were gloating yesterday saying how much ass you get.
He was gloating this morning, bro. He pulled out a nail. Oh. He had someone's nail. So Tuso's trying to suggest that, you know, he got laid, you know. So I was like, ish. Oh, God. So I was like, how? Izipho. How? I mean,
like,
who did I nail last night? And then he's like, pulls out the nail. Whose nail was that? And how did it end up in your pocket?
You know, Tuso never wants to talk. Hey, Tuso.
Tuso.
You love fame,
if you're not
man. You
going
don't
around, if you're not going around making people smell your fingers, it's nails you're pulling out. How did that nail end up in your pocket, man?
I don't know, my man. I was just chilling at the thing, at the room.
With who?
You know?
Hmm? With who?
So someone took advantage of you.
With Sima.
Sima took advantage of you?
No.
Kosi Sima Gating. Kosi Sam. You took advantage of Tuso, apparently. Your nail ended up in his pocket. How is that even possible?
Zila, you might as well come, bro.
Zila.
Zila's coming, ne?
Yeah, this Zila is coming.
What happened with the nail?
Guys, ne? My nail fell off, right? In front of Tuso, right? Mm. So I'm like, ish, dog, please hold my nail because I don't have a pocket. Like, I don't have pockets because I was wearing a tight thing and thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't have pockets. Please keep this nail for in case I need to stick it back on, right? Fine. He holds it for me. And then my hair pins, right? I had plaits,
yeah.
You know? So I'm taking out my braids. I'm taking out my braid. I take out the hair pins. I'm like, please hold them with the nails, right? That was that. Nothing happened.
Tuso forgot all of that.
Yeah,
he says he
forgot.
Just woke up and there was nail in his pocket.
In his pockets.
Implying like, he did something with someone.
He was drinking the whole time. Literally smoking, hardly like room 11. Literally, it was.
By the way, they don't call it room 11. They call it the tavern.
Yeah, maybe it's a tavern because nearly hardly.
Tavern of the future.
Hey, give me galo.
Oh.
Red sensu.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for the Bantwisi.
Bantwisi.
How's the year end been for you guys, man?
Mm. Amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
It was dope, man. Yeah.
Everybody always says it was nice.
No, it's your guys' first end. Like, you know what I mean? Did it meet your expectations? Because you guys also, yeah, you know?
What are they?
Like, are you happy? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we're very happy.
Because we've seen how our other first year ends were. They were very humble and stuff. So, obviously, we're extremely happy. Oh. Yeah, from where we came from.
Facts. I feel like I enjoyed, you know what I'm saying? I met a lot of characters. Mm. Who'd have thought, man, what I would meet Tuso, man?
Oh. You've never met Tuso?
No. Not like this.
Oh, chill with this. Yeah.
But Tuso, so we went on a game drive today. I just want to make sure that story, people don't get it out of the
book. No.
I agree, I had two sides of the stories. And this is a lesson to everyone out there. This is what guys tell us after they come to your place and just ask for like more vibe and they come back. So this is what happens. We are in the car. We are looking for animals, giraffes. We are chilling. No one is saying anything. Tuso is like, ish. I'm a zipper.
Oh, yeah, you see.
So now.
You see, so now.
And he asked me earlier, which I'm a zipper.
So now, here's my chance.
He's pretending that he's cuffed in, man.
Yeah. Who asked you, my guy? Who asked you? It's not even relevant to what we are doing right now. Then now everyone starts like pitching. No, man. Mazipa, welcome to Spreading Humors. We catch or get Mazipa seen. Now that, like, that is not enough. He takes out, like, earrings. He's like, no, get really the earrings.
It's not earrings.
All from his pocket.
Yeah, all from his pocket.
Oh, man.
My chat is, I'm like, okay, Sharp, how did you get the nails? He looks at me, how would you get a nail? Now, by asking that question, bro. I kind of feel dumb because I know you can't just get a nail out of anywhere.
Yeah, you can't just get a nail. Bro.
Now, I feel so bad. I'm like, yo, Velasima.
Ah!
Now, I interrogate Sima. It's like, oh, my nails, I would choose. I gave him yesterday at night. And she looks away. It's not like, I can tell him.
Yeah.
It's not a big thing. Tuso's like, nah, don't worry. I know. We agree.
Is Tuso your type, though?
No!
Tuso is not for me. I'm good, thank you.
No, I'm just glad you. If you gave him a jersey, now, it was like, he was gonna wear it. He was gonna wear it. You know this jersey, must. You've seen it on Sunday.
I don't know how I've gotten it. I woke up with it.
Let's talk about spreading humors, man.
Yeah.
You guys have been on for how many months now?
It's like sure. Three, four.
Three, 4 months.
Wow.
Really?
Fuck, shout out to Spreading Humors, man. You guys are doing amazing things, man. Wow. Have you seen the kids' numbers, though?
Oh, hey, kids' numbers.
Hey. Mighty 100. We start panicking.
Yeah.
Crazy
numbers, man. Shout out.
How's the journey been for you guys, man?
Man, it's been crazy, honestly. Like, at first, it was like, obviously, I was nervous because I've never, like, done a podcast. I've never
thought
of doing a podcast.
Or radio,
you know.
Anything,
But it was dope. Like, I was like, okay. And obviously, the head comes. Hey, see my that. Hey, da, 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 da. And you know, sometimes I get so worried. They're gonna fire me because I'm always trending. But it's just like, ugh, man. It's been great. It's been dope. You know, I'm really enjoying it. Like, it's a healthy working environment. You know, everyone is just happy, jolly every single day. Yeah. Like, when we link up, it's dope, man. It's really
the craziest part is that you guys didn't know each other before you started the show.
Nah, I knew him. Well, I didn't know Yanda.
You didn't know Yanda, yeah?
Oh.
But did you see? You must check the previous episode. Yanda was wearing $500,000 on her.
Jesus but that's Christ!
That's basic.
It's so basic.
On the lowest day, she's wearing Yanda. 70K.
Jesus!
Yeah. That's like on a bad day.
Yeah, on a bad day.
Yanda weighs like 70K.
And you guys?
And that
no, Nike, Mr. Price, no cotton on, 500 rand. Ah, come on.
No, I wear Ackerman slipper.
Oh, okay.
So, 30 to 40. Thank you. But I just wish Yanda was here, man, but I understand why she was not here. Uno Ratoma, Quarta Magadi Viano, and everything. You know, I grew up on a jet.
They fly. And it's not important.
Like, Isha, now Vianu, you must squeeze in with someone. She's like, you know what, guys? I'd rather stay. You know.
Who comes up with the guest? Like, whose idea is it? Who comes up with the guest?
Anyone.
It's rotational,
really.
But we. Dude is the one who has the final say.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then whose idea was it to bring Ghost Luby?
No, he said, "Yo, like, can I pull through?" And I was like, "Where'd you get my number first and foremost?" He's like, "Nah, bro, I have my people. Can I pull through?" I was like, "Okay, let me talk to Dudu." Dudu's like, "Good shot. Let him in. Let's do it today."
But wait. Okay. On that, he said something like, Before I come to the show, please send me questions so I can see first.
I told her, this is not going to happen, dog.
Never
because
do
it's,
that.
It's, your answers are going to be calculated. It's not going to be fun. So
research.
So I was like, ah.
But what I like about the Ghost Club episode is that it has like ROI. Return on investment.
Okay.
As you can see, my sister is happy now.
At what point in the interview were you like, all right, I want this nigga back?
No, there was no point. Like, literally, I was just like, is this guy trying to raise me up? You know, I was like, ah, dog, lost me. Like, you're busy with someone, lost me.
Yeah.
Then he explained, he's like, no, I'm not busy with this person. Da, da, da. And I was like, hey, okay. If you're single, I'm single. Why not, you know?
I don't get it, man. What is the fascination between you guys?
I don't know. I also don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's just a thing, you know, in the country where everyone's just like, not everyone. They're going to be like, oh, where is everyone? But yeah, like, it's just...
What do you think, Ghostlane? What do you think the thing is?
But you, that's the thing. People fall in love with couples, especially on social media, you know? So you get people... If there's one thing that people love is love. Like, how many love shows are out there, you know? Yeah. So... It's that, you know, so...
We want to play a game with you guys, ne? Yeah. Where's my phone? It's called Most Likely.
But before we play the game, I saw you did a joke. I don't know if it was intentional, whereby you were with, I think it's Naledi, at a restaurant. You're like, ah, yes, Naledi Sima, I'm going to be...
I'll struggle, man. Don't take me serious.
And now also the views are making sense. I'm like, hey. I'm like, why, were you drunk?
No, I was drunk, man. She just told me Uri, they're back together before we went live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it stems from that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Dude, you send me the questions, ne?
You motivate.
Okay, cool. There we go. All right, cool.
I love it.
In the Spreading Humors camp, yeah? Sima, Azile, and Yanda. Who's most likely to quit drinking alcohol?
Yanda.
Yeah. She doesn't drink that much. No?
Yeah.
I go drive an AMG.
Yeah. My gosh.
What does that have to do with drinking, though?
No.
She
doesn't want to crash.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
So she doesn't have a driver?
No. Not
well, sometimes when she feels like
it. Pure. Okay.
Call me when you need
me. Okay. From your guys' crew, who's most likely to have the most children?
Yanda loves babies, bro.
Yanda.
Yeah, she loves kids. Like, she... I don't fuck with
And she
kids.
Can feed them, right? Just one bracelet.
Yeah.
And I have a deal like Grant Devon.
Every year, so we have the family.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's most likely to be banned from a club?
Me.
Sima.
I haven't been out with you guys yet, but I heard like when you go out with you guys, it's wild, man. Yeah, it gets crazy.
It's a jump, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He has Moloko.
Moloko?
Yeah, after sad beds.
That wasn't.
Celebrating proposal. Like, that's what I was no proposal.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
No, wait. Where do you guys like to club, though?
Nah, I like Zouk. I like Zouk.
Yeah, he likes.
I like do you like Tap Tap or like the Bougie, you know, the
more
clubs?
I mean, Zouk is like mid.
Yeah, it's not.
Because if they want to make it tap tap, they don't open VIP. If they want to make tap tap, they don't open VIP. If they want to make it like bougie, they open VIP.
Would you go where Shabby Shit performs? You know it gets wild.
Hey.
If the security's tight, I've seen him clap someone.
Yeah.
And you finally the promoter who booked him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. No. There's a video of him slapping someone. Yeah. And I love Shabby Shit with all my heart, but grooving where he grooves. I don't know.
Why do you like Shibi Shit so much, bro?
Bro, like he represents and I represent Limpopo and he's authentic, you know. He doesn't put a face, he's him. You get me? So there's this thing I realize about content creation that people fall in love with a person who's themselves.
Yeah.
And he puts in the message. Most of the songs, he puts in the message of struggles and how people are against him and also sometimes how to fasa. But yeah.
He's relatable.
But
I could say the same about you guys. So do you think that's where content creation is going? Like, you just got to be authentic.
Yeah. There's a lot of fake things out there. So once people can touch or, this person is authentic, they go with you because they can tell. They've studied on how people can put a face on social media.
So don't you guys ever feel pressure to go with the trends? Like, let's say Ubusangoma is a trend now. Now,
who's most likely to twas, Ave?
Yanda.
Oh, wow.
That's because she's not here.
Is she not one of, like, it was or something? Is she not like one of
them? No, she's Swati only.
No, man.
She's Swati only.
There's some video on TikTok. There's some video on TikTok where she actually said, "Gapahla nan nan nan." Like,
no, anyone can pass.
That's what I'm saying. Yanda's most. We don't do that, Zile. Do you do that? No, I don't do that.
Oh, I see.
She does that.
She
you
doesn't
see?
Know. I'm from Limpopo.
We're not talking about brooms.
How much is thunder?
Come on.
I didn't hear that. You know what you
how much is thunder?
How much is thunder?
No. But Titi knows.
Titi knows.
Yeah.
No. But on a serious note, don't you guys feel the pressure to go with what the wave is going as content creators?
No, I think
depends on what's trendy, man.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I can't be tricking because of the ceiling challenge.
Come on.
It's a trend, but I did it. But
I'm just saying, come on, because I don't have bums to do that. But come on, I wouldn't do that.
And yourself, don't you ever feel pressure to go with the wave?
Nah.
Why is that?
Because when people, you know, it's like it started enjoying, well, when they enjoy following us because we're ourselves and what we do. So it would be silly to do something and it works and change it, you know? Yeah, so we keep doing what we do. There's always a fear that what you do, you don't want it to not be relevant anymore. You know, there's always that fear. But to completely change it and do something else that you've seen working for someone else, because this works for us. And we're lucky because it does. There's so many people who are unique and doing their own thing, but it's just not coming together. It's not working out, you know? So, nah, never.
Okay, cool. Next one is, who's most likely to fail their driver's license test? Damn, when last did you do that, Sol? Yo.
Hey. Damn, bro, driver's license. Oh, never, ever.
Yanda's out.
Okay.
Yanda's out.
Yanda.
No, Yanda drives, though. So. She drives a
Porsche.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
No,
don't say that. Sure. Nah, bro, with me, I think I'd most probably fail. Yeah, a couple of times.
And New Zealand?
Nah, I can do it.
You can do it?
Yeah.
That was a pop one, dude, eh?
Oh, even the next
terrible.
One, I'm not sure.
That was terrible.
We know they have one too easy, but yeah, come on, man. You know?
Yeah, I should have gone through
this. They've got a life, you know? The last one, you want to ask?
Okay, who's most likely to lose their memory once older?
There's no way.
Who did this?
Dude.
For such a thing, I saw Meg. Yes.
Oh, no, but we've got two producers here. Sanele, give us another one.
He's our crazy producer,
So Sanele is our producer, but he's always in Mpumalanga, so no one ever gets to see him. It's the first time people see him. Give them who's most likely there.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to go to groove and never come back? On the weekend.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Why
are you looking at me? Like?
So, guys, this is a straightforward answer. We all know. Siba comes with a suitcase to the production. When you are shooting, like, no, I spent somewhere from Airbnb.
Oh, you did.
So, it's Sima.
Yeah.
It's definitely Sima, that one.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, no, man, we're going to party together.
We have to.
Hey, you think you can keep up, song?
I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. But I'll try. Come on now.
Yeah.
What time did you sleep at Sima yesterday?
I'll try.
4.
No, yeah. Dope, man.
And Saul slept at 8.
So. Wow. When dinner was at 9. When dinner was at 9 and I was fighting with the chef over a plate, remember? He was still trying to explain the meal that I just wanted to eat.
Let's eat.
No, I slept at around 10. Come on.
But so, Lueno, you can't just fight for the line. But they must present or no.
No. You know what happened, guys? The guy came and was he mentioned it like the food is ready.
No.
The guy says the food. Oh, I go get a plate. Oh, there's a chef to explain.
You rush.
By then, I already have a plate in my hand.
There was a combat.
He's the only one.
He's the only one now.
Yo, Robot Boys here. The Bible says the stomach is for food and food is for the stomach.
Ah.
I don't know which verse where, but that's what it says. So, hey, come on, man. Let a nigga be.
No, but listen, man, in closing, we're proud of you guys, man. I don't speak just for myself. I think Saul as well.
Yeah, like, and you thank guys you for keeping one too easy, man. I told you, I believe in this day.
Yeah, man.
Shout out.
Spreading humors next year. Yeah. What's going on? What can we look forward to? What do you guys want to do, ideally?
No.
Yeah.
For me, I just want to make sure that, because, like, I just want to make sure people understand or it's not only a kid's thing. Mm. Like, I know it feels to the youth, but you can also learn something. There's someone who's
it's quite childish, according to Kamumpela.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, she
apparently.
Said that?
Yeah.
But apparently...
I'm a nigga nigga.
No, but apparently, please. Those are the
those are childish lyrics.
Yeah.
like the most childish lyrics ever. Yeah. What we're a fine one to do.
Okay.
That thing hurt me. I'm like, dude.
I didn't even hear that.
No. There was a point whereby dude told us, and I'm like, is this like how people see us? And funny enough, guys, you don't know how this podcast is outside this room.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was at Friends of Amsterdam this week, this weekend. A bro came to me, ha! Yo, that thing was annoying for the first 2 weeks. I'm like, okay. But now he watches it every day.
Yeah. Oh.
So I want people to know that even if you don't get this episode doesn't land, there's another one that's going to land.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that people understand or we are educating people and we just want everyone to grow wherever they are.
Mm.
No matter where you are, you can still learn something. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, man. And you, Sima?
Hey, man. I'm just trying to, you know, I think we should also like help out with the like people, content creators, like young content creators. Let's say maybe we have like...
Oh yeah, how was Saul's Vendor Billionaire son?
Oh, he was dope.
The ghost water?
No man, that kid.
The kid, the
one who cried for Sima.
Yeah, Superman. Supermash.
Supermash.
Yeah, he cried for Sima after the shooting.
Oh yeah, I heard.
Yo mom, I can't believe this. Sima.
How was the kid though?
He was dope. And
was
he's
dope.
Brilliant.
Dope story. Oh, sorry, he's brilliant, right?
He's so smart.
He have a TED talk on all. Brilliant kid, bro.
So cool,
well spoken.
I thought you guys were going to say we want money next year, guys.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I was about
no,
to.
No, we want brands.
Yeah, just I'm just trying to,
one
you know,
brand,
like.
Man.
What brand is going to bring the money?
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like Iwiza, the pop one, whereby we're chilling, we eat.
Iwiza.
Yeah, Iwiza. Then for me, I want Brutal Fruit.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
And also, I want us to smoke. The fact that we can't smoke on screen is...
Who said you can't smoke on screen?
No, guys. Some brands that don't allow that. Standard bank, if you don't get a piece of paper. So it's like, come on.
Smoke, why don't you to smoke?
No, so like, man.
Hi, for the shit, the deep question. They're a bank.
No, you know what you did, man.
I didn't do
smoke
anything.
What they want to smoke.
Like, what is that?
So, but yeah, like we want more educational brands like your NetBank.
Yeah.
We want the first people to be on the pod because they are doing a lot of people who our age dirty.
Oh,
so we want them to explain themselves and tell us what to hope for more. And another brand that we would want to work with, Granger. We've already worked with Granger.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, number one.
And also KFC, man. I feel like KFC is fun.
We eat KFC every single episode.
They should come
through.
You want a burger?
KFC. No, KFC is...
The meat, like...
Yeah. KFC must pull through, man. Come on, do the things.
Nah, but shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you guys. The Matweezy!
Cool, man. All right, please welcome Popcorn and Cheese!
Popcorn and Cheese.
Pops is not here, so it's not Popcorn and Cheese. Then
it's just cheese.
It's just cheese.
Yeah, it's just cheese.
What are you, Titi, if they're Popcorn and Cheese?
It is the end. End.
Oh, yeah? And cheese. He's the end. He's
and
the
so
queen.
We have and cheese.
Oh, he's the end.
He's the end.
Yeah.
This is the Beyonce of the show.
That's how they call you when they don't want you. Did you see Robert had to change for us? He had to do a costume change.
But the Robert there is on point, dog. Guys, takes himself serious, man.
The year end is once a year, but the drip is forever.
Bro, have you seen how much love Saul gives every time he sees you, bro? Like, even when we're in Val, remember, it was the same vibe.
Same.
I'm so excited to see you! He never says that to me, dog.
Saul and I greet each other like 5 times.
Exactly.
In one moment, yeah. We're live, shout out.
Oh, how was the year end for you guys, man?
Turmeric.
You start. It was nice. It was like, this was the best year. I always say this was the best year of my life.
No.
Like I turned a very nice age and this is nice, you know.
You know what I love
about... What's a nice age?
You know what I love about Titi?
30.
It is, bro.
Yeah. You know what I love about Titi? We'll be chilling, having dinner. It's all quiet. Everybody's eating. And I don't know, he'll be like, Yo, I love my life, man.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah, random, but very beautiful.
There were times where I couldn't say that. Yeah, man, no tough. And unnecessary. Like, oh, why would people be tan not today? Why isn't not today?
Popcorn and cheese, how long have you guys been on air for?
Since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year. Because time flies, bro.
The David Mashabela break-in was in December.
Yes.
When you guys were here. So, yeah, this time last year.
Break-in?
Yeah, yeah, when they when they pretended to be me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The, when you were both choking at being me. Yeah, I remember.
No. That was now. That
I'm saying the first time.
This first episode.
He doesn't watch the network, don't worry.
Oh, he doesn't watch the other
show. Oh, I know the break-in where they like, they break in. I remember. Come on. Where they're like, yeah, back, yeah, that's the studio, I'll press it up. Yeah, I remember.
So I was thinking about breaking news.
My man, where's Mofi been since last night, dog? You bring it out now.
It's in the past, guys.
there's four left.
There's four left.
Yeah, and people are going to use it as dash. Oh, wow.
Titi, let's start with you, man. How's popcorn and cheese bit for you this year?
Man, like I said, it's been like a blessing to me. And I would like to be like honest and serious about this, you know, like it's been one of those things that I didn't expect would be like a blessing for me. So, I mean, I like the way it came about, it just came about taking on a small...
How did you get on the team, bro?
I was there,
David
Mashabela, Neklona, I was there. But there was no third mic at the time. And also, they didn't know what I was going to do. So I was there even when they tried the other host.
Yeah.
And then I became the first guest. And then I just...
Wait, there was another host before you?
Yeah.
You don't watch this podcast, bro.
Yeah, the son has been to say that.
He doesn't watch his own.
He's too big for the podcast now.
He's
too big for us now. You've changed, man.
Hey,
New York. Guys, we must go to New York. I need a passport.
Hey, Robert, how did you guys end up choosing Titi?
So just like you said, he's been there from the beginning of everything.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have him part of the writing or the direction. And after his ep aired, we just knew that,
this is the one.
He needs to stay, yeah.
Yeah.
So even we had the same feeling with Saul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had the same feeling with Saul when we recorded the first episode.
Actually, Ghosty was one of the biggest reasons why, like, it became a thing. Because, like, me and her kind of got, like, a very cool working relationship where it was like, okay, let me do this, let me do that. And then she also, like, gave me a lot of responsibilities. So then it became a thing of like, okay, cool. I feel like I'm needed a bit. So yeah. Then people just started liking it. And that's like the most humbling part. Batumli Rata. And then, you know, they gave me the nickname. Now I don't even use my surname anymore.
And then you fired her.
Wait, what?
Damn, Kanye.
Why are you being spicy for no reason?
Who got fired?
After all that, the fight goes.
For real.
Who got fired?
I was there in the meeting, but I was quiet.
Wow.
Oh, okay, robot.
It was a reshuffle.
I know. It was a reshuffle.
So what was Ghosty doing?
Producing the show.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they took a different direction.
Shame. No, you got fired.
So you know what I love about popcorn and cheese, especially with you, Robert, you do so many things, but I guess I get like the feeling when we watch the podcast, we get to know you better than the stuff that you do. Do you get that vibe as well?
I think, yeah, because it's what Zilo was saying about people fall in love with people who are themselves. And everything else I put out is almost talent. So you don't get to see much personality through talent. You know, the ice skating, the dancing, the drumming, the music, whatever. But
quad biking. I discovered that today.
What?
He's a good quad biker.
Oh, robot.
Yeah. One of his talents. Yeah, like,
Oh.
It doesn't take a lot to impress Saul.
Man, you can't do that. No.
Okay.
When
you drive a motorbike,
talent. Like, he slides. Like, you don't know how to do that. Come on. Man, that was impressive, man.
What you guys are forgetting is that Sol and Robert are like the greatest buddies. So
it's like even
anything that Robert does.
Even what? I know, it's fine. Because like, people always make me feel like I must be grateful. You understand? Like, you're part of Popcorn and Cheese. Which one are you? And I'm like, guys, we're part of the whole team. You know, yeah. And it's a family. So
people don't get it.
Don't get it. So it's like...
New Year. What can you look forward to, man? What you guys got planned up? What do you guys want to do?
Take over the world. For real.
And every skit also.
Yeah.
Hey, the skits, dog.
Bro, the skits, man.
The
skits are brilliant, man. Guys, the skits are
this
amazing.
This is the man that started with us there.
How does how do you guys do the skits? Like, how does the behind the scenes, how does it work?
It's just ideas. Nothing is ever planned. So we just think of stuff, and if it lands here, the production has to agree and then we shoot it.
Yeah.
Your favorite skit last year, this year?
Shia.
Shia's incredible.
Wow. I remember the politician one is also funny, man. Yeah.
People are saying it's between Shia, Beyond the Grave, and the politician one.
Oh. Beyond the Grave, I haven't seen that.
Which one is that one?
It's the latest one. We drop his kids every day.
With Desmond Tutu.
Yes. Jasmine Ngube, yes, that's funny. That is funny, Jasmine Ngube.
So we heard you niggas are smart, so we want to play 30 seconds. Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
Yeah. So me and Sol are together, then you are
clean.
Damn, bro. Hey.
King.
These guys are smart. Guys are comedian, bro. No, these guys like comedians read and know everything.
Okay, who do you who wants to start?
You guys are
start.
Okay. Comedians are super smart, man.
All right, you'll have the timer there.
Let's give the timer there. All
right. Can you get a table for the timer there?
That one there, Chief.
And some
from a time.
Yo, bro.
Konja, you start
so
from
dusty in 30 seconds.
You're from out.
Yeah, okay.
It's from the dusty streets.
Air robot.
Damn, bro.
Udlala
guy. Into being yenzanga makhwati, yenzanga ipass.
All right, cool. Let's start, yeah.
Dust, yeah.
Hey, oh.
Kenduko, you ready?
Oh, yeah, you give me clues.
Okay, no, you
let
start.
Me give you clues, man. Yeah. Cool. How do we do? It doesn't matter the side.
What do you mean?
Just go
clues?
Out.
I give him clues.
Yeah, I have to pick from out.
Yeah, from out. Yeah.
And then everybody knows
and then
how
I'm
it
reading
works,
the
right?
Blue.
Yeah.
What am I reading? Blue or yellow?
Whatever, because we're not actually playing on the board.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's do. Yeah, just put it here, dog. Let's do. What color are we doing?
Hey, man, those guys already reading.
Okay,
the time is
another guy.
Where's Alan, guys?
I will take it back so that.
Okay, we'll do another one.
You guys want to play 25 seconds?
Because we're not using the board.
Yeah.
Okay, blob.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
Wait, I have to start again.
Ah, guys.
Ah, kra. Woo, sa.
Ha.
Oh, you didn't play it yesterday. Let's play. You didn't play it yesterday.
I'm doing now.
You were sleeping.
Go.
All right.
It's ah.
Oh, no,
ah. Ah. Ka. So. Ra.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Ka. Ka. Ne.
Yeah.
Ka. Ka. Okay.
Ah. It's so and ah.
Okay.
Ah. Ka. So.
Mba.
Which one is this one?
Akasomba. That makes sense.
All right. Let's go.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's go, my dog. You ready?
Yeah.
But you have to take another one, Chief. You looked at that one. Go.
Ha! SABC 1, 2, and then what's the other channel? It used to be free.
ETV.
Yeah, cool. And then where the Pope resides?
Cathedral.
No, the city.
Oh, fuck. Where is that? Ah, next.
Purple Rain. Mangosuthu was a?
Buthelezi.
He was a? His position in the royal family?
King.
The son of a king.
Prince.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know this.
Time's
up. Bro, the Pope. Vatican.
Oh,
shit. Is that a country?
Yeah, no, it's like a... It is
Vatican
actually.
City.
Recognized as a country.
Oh, okay. Dominion.
Yeah.
Dominion.
It's a city. No, I don't know.
Dominion. Who's keeping score? We got two,
I don't want the Popeye.
It's the yellow Popeye.
TV.
One.
Minions.
Yeah, Minions.
Blue, the yellow.
There's some yellow, some...
Yeah,
you see, I don't watch the Popeye. I know the Popeyes, but I don't know exactly what it is.
I said Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Oh, you got Prince, man.
Oh, I should have said Emmanuel. Yeah, we got Prince. So we got two. Oh, man. Okay, cool. Okay.
We're going to time keep.
Who's following? Yeah. I'm time keep there, bro.
But now you must talk.
Oh. Yeah, man, it's us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no.
All right, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
The movie where people are partying. Not Hangover, the other one, where young
Project
kids.
Project X.
Thank you. And then the it's not inside, it's on top.
Krimor.
Yes. And then the giant and the young guy who got hit by a rock.
Oh, David. David and Goliath.
Thank you. And then our people.
Nelson Mandela.
The wife.
Winnie Mandela. Winnie Madikizela Mandela.
Thank you. And then...
Okay. Time.
Time. Bakshaya. No,
you saw.
Yeah.
You saw for yourself. No.
The last one. We nearly cleared it. The last one.
What was the last one? Rubble goes up. From bottom to up,
yeah.
That's stuck.
And also, wow. This, yeah, this is us being humble because the poster, you know
what? So
I grab 4 instead of 5.
Okay, now we do the other way around, right?
Yeah.
Mac needs to ask. Can I just cut my
okay, cool.
All right. So I go from out, ne?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay, cool. Out. Actually, it does. All right. From
okay,
out.
Wait, from blue, yellow?
Blue, yellow?
Which one did you do? We both did blue.
Yeah, let's do yellow this round. Do yellow.
Okay, cool.
Kaizer Chiefs, bunch of losers. Let's go.
Bro.
All right. The guy who sings, but he can't see.
That is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, and then that song from Psy that was big, it went viral.
Gangnam Style.
Yes. And then the movie with the black guy and the Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Oh, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, the movie. The name of the movie.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, shit. I want to see that one.
What is
that? Shawshank Redemption.
That's not Tom Hanks, bro.
That's not Tom Hanks.
Which one is that one?
It's not Tom Hanks.
Which one?
It's called Morgan Freeman. That guy is not Tom Hanks. Morgan Freeman...
Mike.
You should have said Morgan Freeman.
Oh, shit.
The movie where the guy escaped from jail.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got Stevie Wonder, Gangnam Style?
Monaco as well.
Oh, Monaco.
Yeah.
Monaco! Dog!
Mac. Two.
I couldn't think of
the football team, AC?
Milan.
Then so the other one, CNN. Monaco.
I could have said Alpha and?
Or F1.
Huh? Alpha Omega.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, it's confusing, this thing. The thing is pressure, bro.
Yes, pressure.
It's the pressure. It's the pressure. More than
one more round.
Yeah. They okay, let's go. Ask, one more remember, round. They need to ask. Titi needs to ask now. Right. Ask robot.
It's you.
Which one? Yellow?
Oh, damn.
Whichever one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just
whichever one.
It, bro.
Yellow.
Yellow. We're doing okay, yellow this
from
round.
From out. Yeah. Yellow. Okay, sharp. What's this? Working. Hollywood is in? Which state of America?
New York.
San Francisco. Where is that? Cowabunga, dude. Okay, cool. Where we get our stationery?
PNA or
no,
CNA?
The other one. Yeah. New York. I mean, America.
There's more, dog. There's more. Keep going.
Changing my identity. I'm gonna RDA.
Kitty.
Aggregate.
Aggregate. We've won an aggregate.
Aggregate.
Aggregate. This total.
California. Got...
Yeah, he was right. Hollywood is in
Fred
California.
Fred Flintstone.
CNA.
The Christmas Carol.
Fred Flintstone. Christmas Carol.
How many is that? Who's keeping time?
I'm never.
Score.
Ronan Keating. Okay, that is messed up.
What's our total?
So it's
4+1. So
is it our turn now?
And
so it's 5-4.
So I'll put them in.
5-3.
Oh, it's 5-4.
It goes in.
Hey, man, we still won.
Hi, one more round. We're not recording.
One more round. Yeah. One more round. We're not
Song
recording.
To leave.
One more round.
Let's go. One more round. Let's go. One more
round. One more round. One more round. Right. We're doing blue, ne? Let me ask.
Yeah, let's go. Blue and yellow. Hey, man, don't panic, dog.
Okay. Do the time.
So we won the first.
My dog. My dog. Let's clap then.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm panicking. What are you guys doing?
You.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like on out turn, yeah.
Okay, the movie where they've got lightsabers.
Star Wars.
Okay, great. And then in this organization, you're a what?
CEO.
No, the term we use in the streets.
Boss.
Yeah, now this is a label. They make clones, clothes, and stuff.
Hugo
red
Boss.
And white.
Hugo
yes.
Boss.
And then what's a son's the son of a king is there?
Prince.
Yeah. And when he's hitting on a girl, they call him.
Yeah?
Prince Charming, Fuck.
If I notice, Prince KB.
You can't say the word. You can't say Prince.
No, that was Hugo Boss, too.
Choose Canel was going to be difficult.
No, I got confused because he used the same example the last round.
So, yes, hence I did that on purpose.
Oh.
So that you can get the first.
I thought it was a trick one or like.
You know, like, my team, I shouldn't be tricking you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, there's another word for Prince.
The trust issues.
Matt's got trust issues in his own team. Not your
team. I'll take a mood. That's why when we played that game yesterday, you were saving yourself the whole time.
The trust issue.
The doctor is supposed to save you.
What are you saving?
The whole village is dying. The mafias are killing people like this, Mac.
And a little more for team building. I want a team building. Boss is saved by another one.
That's the boss. What is the company? Right, are you ready?
Cool, yeah, man. I'm ready. I'm ready. Ish. Yeah, now I'm relaxed.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Not ETV, the other ones?
SABC.
Number after one?
SABC 2.
Thank you. Someone and Eve?
Adam.
The actor? The white guy?
Adam Levine.
What are you wearing?
Clap, clap.
Another word for them.
Adam Sandals.
No, the name. Actor, yes.
Adam Sandler.
Thank you. And then when you rock, you no longer are what?
When you rock.
Jesus' mother.
Virgin.
Yeah, Jesus' mother.
Mary. Virgin Mary.
The article?
The Virgin Mary.
Thank you. And then...
Time.
That's three.
That was good. Those are good clues. Adam Sandler. Those are good clues.
We lost. No more. This is the recovery. 2-2 each. Ukrele two.
Hurry.
Okay.
So what color?
Out, what color?
Out yellow.
All right, cool. Let's go.
Let's go, boys.
Where maids usually are from? What country?
Huh. Where maids?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe. Malawi.
Malawi. We played there with
Swaziland. Lesotho.
Yes. And then you did a song for this brand. Released it this year.
Jägermeister.
Yes. And then in April, what's the
April Fools?
No. The holiday that we celebrate with the chocolates and stuff.
Easter weekend.
And then if
Easter bunny.
Yes. Article.
Time. The Easter bunny.
Time. Yes.
The Easter bunny.
Yes. The suit to the Easter bunny. Jägermeister. Go. Three.
Easter bunny just fast.
Let's go.
Was Lesotho there? Okay,
yeah, Lesotho was there.
It's all saying it's giving.
Maids are from Zimbabwe. Many maids are from Zimbabwe. Many got made from Zimbabwe.
Last round. Another one. Last round. I agree with
Matt.
You did two.
Matt's the thing.
What's going on? I must do two for each.
Yeah, Titi must ask now.
Okay, you guys are cheating.
What? They're not cheating.
Blue now. I want Penny. 3, 2, 1. All right. What do we live in?
Earth.
No, the other
planet.
One.
Planet.
No.
The world.
Yes. What's this? Energade and the other one?
Powerade.
Yes. And then Family, Fast and Furious, the actor.
Vin Diesel.
Yebu. In Limpopo, what do they
special?
Lightning. Yeah. Mara, what do they call it? If it
Thunder.
Hits you. Yes. But if it hits
Thunder
you,
strike.
Yebu. And then the richest man in this country, the guy who owns
Elon Musk.
ShopRite.
Rupert.
No, the other one. His name sounds like Jesus' name. Surname.
Christ.
Time.
Christovice.
Yes. Christovice?
Wow.
No, ShopRite, it's Y2 Person.
Every year it's someone different.
Christovice, it's Pep.
ShopRite, it's Pep. Every year.
It changes every
year. We're not Tara this year. It's Tara next year.
Every year, keep free for all.
That's why the price is cheap. No. Saul, I think we lost that one, man.
No, on the house. Oh, thanks, man.
Can I also...
They had your clues. They were like, they had your clues. They heard your clues. They said you had enough.
I'm off a drink.
There's one too many.
Oh, no more fire. Cocktail. My bra. Fumani, it's like a drink, my bra.
And now somebody like, oh,
ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Popcorn.
Popcorn and cheese. Yeah, man. Shout out, yeah, legends.
Thanks, appreciate you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you. Nice one, man. Man. Love you, bro.
For sure.
Oh, wait. Always. Next. Robot, the times three.
Cool, man. Who's next now?
Shout out.
Yeah. Onside!
Onside! Onside!
Onside! Yeah,
oh, onside! Blooming!
But Tepi, you're alone, eh? No, come.
No, come through!
Come through, Tepi.
I mean...
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Tepi, guys.
Round of applause for Tepi from onside. Whoa! Tepi!
Hey, which one is this one?
Onside one, Baba!
How are you, Tepi?
VAR.
Kisha, buena. Let's talk about how you ended up on onside. How did that come about?
That's a low five.
Oh, okay. Wow.
High five.
There we go.
Okay. So I've been sending Parker Central emails that I have this idea we should have a sports show or a football show. Oh. And one day, randomly, I received a WhatsApp from Super Sap.
Okay.
Right? And Super Sap says, hey man, we'd like to invite you as a guest. So I came in, shot one episode, they invited me again, second episode, and then I got a contract.
Oh, wow. Just like that.
Yeah. Then I got a contract. I got a call from Bada, and he was like, look, we'd like to have you on the team. And the rest is history.
But that was not her first interaction of podcast until.
Yeah.
Remember at Maboneng when we had the five-a-side football thing?
Yeah,
she was the girl
yeah.
like reporting from some community station.
Soweto TV.
Yeah. That was her. Yeah. She was the girl, remember?
Yeah.
And she really does genuinely love sports. Yeah.
I love balls. I'm sorry.
Yo, whoa, you love whoa. Three balls. See, I told you three. Told you three of them, bro.
Cut that out. You're
on the ball today.
Yeah, she was part of the group that said they're going to come out like this. Show us how they're going to come out.
Yeah. See? Now show us how they're going to come out. Who's saying to us for three balls?
Show us how they're going to come out. How they're going to come out.
Who's saying
how they're going to come out.
Yeah.
Now you know. Oh, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, you guys are...
But that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Funny.
I enjoyed that. That was crazy.
How's the year end been for you? Because I heard you're a bit pissed off earlier on today.
I was pissed off. Yeah, man.
What happened?
I mean, I had to wake up so early, right? For the game drive.
It was meant to be 7 a.m.
I was hungover, number one. I mean, I slept at like 3.
Mm.
And I woke up at 6, got ready, myself and Ghosty.
Yeah.
And the next thingy,
we stood outside.
Ganda ya bona hayo. And
yeah,
that really sucks.
So you're pissed about that?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I woke up so early.
Yeah, you're too punctual.
Yeah, she's actually offside. She's too early.
Yeah, she's too
early. You make your runs too early.
I already do come early.
You make your runs too. You're offside.
I do come early. And that's not. There's nothing wrong with it.
18 areas. Let's go 18 areas. Yeah,
but listen, man. You know, when I watch your guys' show, it's so funny because it always seems like Len always throws these weird statements. The other time, so he says stats are like bikinis.
Oh, yeah. They don't reveal a lot or they show. I've heard that one before.
Yeah, no,
and,
man.
And she's always in the show like, what? What do you say? What do you mean?
Yeah.
How's it like working with the guys, you know?
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, man. Like I said, I like balls. Guys around me, you know? So it's always nice to interact with the guys. And the show is very straightforward, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about football, about what's happening, what to look forward to. So nothing crazy, really. But, I mean, it would be, I guess, more fun if we were to probably then start recording at on location.
Yeah.
I think that would be dope. Mm. Like, have real supporters out there with us.
Ballers.
But ballers, literally. Mm. But more than anything, I love the guys. Yeah. You know, it's an easy environment.
Since
so shout
started,
out to them.
Which soccer players have you met? You met John Obi Mikel, ne?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks to Betway.
Shout out to Betway. Yeah. I was hanging out last week. I was Piwe Shabalala, Shaba. Wow. I was with Lakile Khwati, with Happy Jele, with Lucas Khatebe.
Wow.
Nice.
Who hit on you?
They didn't.
Oh, okay.
Nah, they didn't. They're very respectful. No, they're respectful. I'm an Man, no, the respectful guys, man. A big shout out to Betway, man. They have been making sure that we are well taken care of. And once again, obviously on the 25th, we are going to be with Betway again. So they're always just investing in us. So shout out to them for that.
On site next year, what do you guys want to do, man? What's coming up?
We want to travel continentally. We want to have more interviews with prominent football figures. West Africa more than ever. Obviously with a South African flavor. But really, you know, put the word out there. I think as it stands, Onside is the biggest football podcast in the country.
Oh, wow.
That is
shout huge, out. Right?
Yeah, and it, considering that, I mean, football is a niche.
They're the only football podcast. No, actually, lying. There's the other guys. No, man, they must be doing well.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a podcast.
No,
or
that's
not
a podcast.
It's not.
It's not a podcast.
It's a fan reaction channel.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I see. With predictions and they don't interview footballers and referees. Mm-mm.
But they're doing well. They fly.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys.
I mean, we are the biggest. And I think I got an email yesterday that we've been nominated as one of the best, top 15 of the best sporting podcasts on the internet. Beautiful. So we're doing things.
What team do you support?
I'm an Arsenal supporter.
Arsenal, okay.
I'm a Gunner.
Who do you think is taking the league this year?
Arsenal.
It's between, right now, it looks like Arsenal. But, I mean, Liverpool can just throw an easy, you know. But I think because of what happened to Arsenal last season, they want to redeem themselves. So that might be the case.
City is leading right now.
But City, I mean, the thing about City right now is that they're not as consistent anymore. So it's a bit iffy. But I really do see an Arsenal or Liverpool. I know you want me to say Man City.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
It's not happening for Man U. No, it's not happening for Man U.
Mm. All right, cool, man. Round of applause for Tepi from Onside.
Shout out, Tepi!
Thank you so much.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. We need to wrap it up because you need to leave, Nesso.
Yeah.
Where's the owner? Is he here?
He's been there, bro.
Please bring them, man. So this is the owner of Fumani Game Lodge.
Fumani Game Lodge, 5-star. Shout out, bro. Shout out, man. Shout out.
Who needs friends?
Love
like
you,
this?
Man. That's Robert Boy. You see?
Please welcome the marketing manager and the owner of Fumani Lodge.
Hinda. Oh, shout out. Yo, Fumani. 5-star. Five star, by the way.
Yo, thanks for hosting us, man.
Not 5-star. Oh, 5-star,
thanks for hosting us. So you're the marketing manager?
Yeah, yes, that's forced.
What's your name, brother?
Akisa Mukari.
Akisa Mukari.
Yes.
All right. And you're the owner?
Yes.
Linda, what?
Yes.
And your name is?
Hanyani.
Hanyani, just Mukari. Pull your mic there, yeah?
Keeps on moving, right?
No, no, it's fine. Just put
move
it there.
Hanya, feel it.
Hanya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when we got here yesterday, man, I was like, oh, fuck. This is such a beautiful place. I'm sure it's owned by a white person.
Yeah. I remember that.
Then I found out that it's owned by a black person. I was like, fucking hell. That's even better, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because a lot of these spaces are owned by white people when you travel across the country, man.
Yes.
How did you manage that, bro? That's pretty impressive.
You know, it was just, it's actually a family business.
Just speaking to the mic.
It's a family business, hey?
It's cool, man. I got you. Don't stress. Yeah, there we go.
In my face.
No, just below your face.
Oh, no, okay. Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Because he's speaking soft, just speak louder first.
Okay. Yeah, no. Hey, you see, I told you your mic, man.
It's moving.
It's moving.
Hold on. So which arm is it moving from?
I don't... It doesn't like me, this mic, man.
Yeah, I just hold it like that.
Just hold it.
I might just hold it.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah.
Okay, no. Well, it is a very tough industry and a tough space, but we are managing.
So it's a family business?
It's a family business.
Who owned it? Your grandfather or your dad?
Dad.
Dad, dope.
Yes. So I have taken over and I've started to run things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you guys for hosting us, man. How did it come about that you guys hosted us for the year?
I actually knew through Agisa right here.
Yeah.
Yes. He wanted to actually host you guys and bring you on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a chiller?
Am I what?
A chiller.
A chiller?
Yeah.
He's answered your question, But asking him a what, then he's answered. You know, he's not a chiller.
So I'm guessing you're the chiller.
Yeah, he's the chiller.
Half chiller. Is there half chiller?
Okay, what's that? That's a new one.
Just check the highlights here and there.
Oh, you check the highlights. Oh, okay, cool.
But it's very dope, man.
So this place is very amazing, man. What do you guys offer here? Like, what can people check out when they come here?
We offer a whole variety of services, which you guys have experienced at the highest level, I believe. Yeah. You did your quad biking, horse riding. Well, not much of the horse riding.
No, yeah, there's a horse that died. Horse
riding. Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
There's a horse that died.
Yeah,
horse that
died.
It got bitten by a snake, shame.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Oh, so now you have one horse left.
No.
Yeah?
We have 10 horses.
So why couldn't you do the horse riding?
No, they were not feeling well.
With long faces, I saw them.
The what?
You saw them?
Yeah, long faces. They don't feel well, right? I see, Lamar. 3 months. Don't be ready for 3 months. Good morning. They're also fine. Good long faces.
You got horse riding, yeah?
Yeah. Well. Quad biking.
Quad biking.
Spa, yeah. Which I'm so dead. How
I
was
did
how
a spa,
was
man.
It?
Yeah, it's yeah. Incredible.
How you feeling?
It was good. So they've got different, like, obviously, they've got full body. They've got 60 minutes, 1 hour. They've got aromatherapy. They've got the deep tissue. Obviously, if you know, you're a very active person and stuff. So that's the high pressure intensity. But she's really good. I picked the aromatherapy for 1 hour. She's amazing.
Did you get a happy ending?
Do you guys offer happy endings?
Did you get one?
Guys, just come and find out. Just come through and find out. Just come and find out, you know. Come and find out. Come and find out. Come and find out.
So we're here to launch the new restaurant, if I'm not mistaken, yeah?
Yes.
Which is where we're sitting right now, yeah? Can you just tell people more about that, yeah?
You can tell them about it.
So we just renovated the restaurant. It was a bit smaller and it was like more of a bush feel. Then we decided, you know what, Limpopo has so much to offer. Why not take the Sandton standard, Ridisepanoni, Limpopo, and sell it to our people, and so our people can enjoy that while still enjoying the bush and being at home.
Yeah, man. Yes. No, shout out to you guys, man. What you're doing is amazing. The land is crazy. We went on the game drive. I'm like, fuck, I can't believe one person owns this land, man. Like,
beautiful, bro. Yeah. Our own people, you know?
Are there any, apart from the restaurant, is there anything else you guys are planning on expanding and building?
And building?
Yeah.
Apart of what you guys see right now?
Yeah.
When I was driving, that side, I saw you guys are building the gym as well, and I saw another pool as well.
Oh, you've been
there's
around.
Some construction. No, by the spa place. Where the spa
oh, yes.
Is. Tell us about that. That's construction happening there. There's actually, like an expansion.
Yeah. So this is the first phase that you guys all see right now.
Okay.
And then we're actually building the second phase, which is the village. And it's just more like VIP.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, it's to cater for your, you know, the people who are willing to spend.
Your zealots of this world.
Yeah.
Do you know who Zile is?
Come on, Zile. I'm just accepting them. I'm just accepting
it's
them.
It's
right.
An old white woman politician.
He passed.
It's not Helen. It's
about
a
Helen.
He was carrying eyes just looking past
me. No, it's not Helen. It's not an old boring granny from Cape Town.
Oh, come on.
It's a young black man.
Zile.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
Zile.
Oh. Well, shout out. Shout out. I need to learn it because I'm going to Helen.
Not Helen.
Yeah. So that's what's happening right now. Even the spa, I think when you saw it, it's not actually done.
Wow.
We just had a spa just to accommodate people who wanted a spa just for now. But we are trying to do some international spa design.
Wow.
So are you making money, bro?
You must.
Are you making money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's working, yes.
Ah, yes.
It's working.
And I get and that then check every month.
Ah, you ain't going nowhere, man.
Nowhere.
And we're busy with the gym as well.
Okay.
But the gym is...
It's still being built.
It's still being built,
it's
going
to be big, though. I love it.
Yeah, no.
What do you guys feed the animals?
No, we don't feed the animals.
So how do they survive?
What do you mean?
On nature.
What do they eat?
It's just naturally conserved. We don't have any of the big fives, as you have seen. We have like a wildebeest, giraffes, impalas.
Where do you go to get a giraffe, bro?
Where do you go?
Yeah.
Like, where do you buy a giraffe?
How do you even get a giraffe? Must be a tall order.
No. The animals, actually, we actually found them here.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. We found the animals here.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really buying.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Now I got you, man. All right, cool, man. Please make some noise for the guys from Fumani Game Lodge, man. Appreciate it, guys.
Shout out, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fumani Game Lodge.
Yeah, bro.
Hi, Penduka. The year's over, man.
Let's wrap it up. Shout out, fam.
The year's over. Did you have a good year, bro?
Yeah, man. Come again?
Did you have a good year?
Oh, great year, bro. Great year. I think really great year. I think there's the feeling of reaching a ceiling.
It's fine. Just chill. It's fine. Just chill. maybe some of that wealth can rub off here. Yeah,
great year, man. Obviously, I think we've done a lot of great things. We've been doing amazing things. But it's obviously the feeling of reaching a ceiling within South Africa. And I think it's time, you know, we widen our wings. Before that thing that I spoke about, that fear sometimes of one day you wake up and you're not relevant, you know what I mean? Because maybe we're too comfortable doing the same thing we've always been doing. So I think it's time now we just expand our wings and, do it internationally, you know?
Ghost Lady, for you, how's the year been?
The year has been amazing. And just looking at us just from this experience, from the humble beginnings that we've coming from, like, this is honestly a moment that I'll forever cherish. Even just like, I look forward to even having a bigger team. Like, I think that's what it just excites me. Like, as we have more and more people, it means we're going further and further and further, you know?
That's so
true. The more people you have, the further you go.
Speaking about people, man, I just want to introduce the chillers to the team, like the people that make this happen behind the scenes that don't get the flowers. I mean, myself and Saul, even the other guys on the other shows, Sima, Zile, Yanda, Robert Boyd, TT, Onside as well. Like, we're always in front of the camera, but there's a whole team behind that makes this possible. And every time you watch an advert, every time you watch a show, these are the guys that you're supporting. So I just want to introduce everybody one by one. Let's start with DJ! Come, DJ!
Come, this isn't
for Pops' manager. Come, DJ, come stand. We're going to take one picture with everybody. So please just come and stand behind here so we can take a whole picture. DJ, please come. This is Umpo Pops' manager.
Yeah.
He's the one who gets them all those ads that you've been seeing the whole year.
Yeah.
Every time you turn on the telly, Umpo Pops is booked and busy. Something.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon, my dog.
Yeah.
who else? Tuso the driver, please come through. Tuso. Jason does our events.
Jason, come through. He does our events.
Neo, don't act like I'm not going to call you. Come through, Neo. From Black Studio.
Mavimbele, Sandile Mavimbele.
Tuso, our driver. This is Jason.
That's Jason.
Who does our events. This is Neo from Black Studio.
Come on, Mavimbele, man.
Sanele, Mavimbele.
Sanele, Mavimbele.
Fat Checker's here. Come, Fat Checker.
Fat Checker, come.
I like you when you have edibles, Fat Checker. You look tired.
Mavimbele, goalkeeper. Mavimbele, goalkeeper.
This is Sanele, our producer.
Sanele, Mavimbele.
This is Fat Checker. Lebo, come through. From sales. So this is Lebo from sales. Matamera, come through. You and your baby.
Yes.
Matamera, come through.
Matamera? Yes.
Matamela.
Who's that
they
one?
Call
that
her Tammy, not because she's pregnant.
Mpilo.
Mpilo.
Yeah.
Mpilo, come through. She does accounting.
Yeah.
Yes. She makes sure we all get paid.
Mpilo.
Mpilo.
Lifeline of the company.
Tabang, why are you acting fresh?
Kelvin.
The one guy who's attended all the year ends.
From the beginning.
All right, Dudu, come through, Dudu. And then obviously the talent, you guys come
Kelvin,
through, man.
Kelvin,
Robert Boy's manager.
Kelvin, hey. Nati, oh, come through.
Nati, come through, I forgot his
Nati
name.
Nati, is a Nati.
Nati who? Tibla. Tibla, come through. All right, now the talent can come through. Sima, everybody, come through, guys.
Yeah, Nati. Kelvin!
Come through.
What up, Kelvin Kelv? That is Kelvin right there, man.
And there's still like 20 more people missing.
Oh, yeah. There's still a lot of people.
There's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
But anyway, as we wrap it up, Robert Boy, can you take us away with a prayer, please?
Yes, please, sir.
Please, man. So we do great and better things next year, man.
Ghost lady, come into the camera.
Wow. So Tanda was doing a Holy Ghost rap.
Mafias, bow your heads.
Stop it, doctor.
Hey. Spirit, come.
Zwakala, ndoda. Spirit, zwakala.
Oh, Spirit. Oh, what's special?
Nangumuntu odinga umthandazo.
I was super hero.
You know, because you
can't stand. Come inside, come sit down.
We don't see you.
You don't have to bend, it's fine.
Yes, Spirit. All right, cool.
There's no space. Come chill here.
Robert, we're following your lead, yeah?
Got you.
All right,
guys, can you please bow our heads and close our eyes? Father
who's
God.
Who's talking there in the back?
It's an atheist.
Emma, we're just shooting a podcast, nothing big.
Just the biggest one in Africa, but nothing big, my brother.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you grateful for another day you've added into our lives. Lord, we thank you for each and every hand that has had a hand, Father God, in what we do. Thank you, Lord God, for the talent, the behind the scenes, the crew, Father God, the supporters, the chillers, those that are watching. Lord, Father God, you know that your hand is upon everything we touch, Father God, and wherever we walk, that land we shall possess. As we come to the end of the year, we are grateful for everything you've done, and we say it is not us, it is through your will and your power, and we pray success and favor over the next coming years, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that everything we do, Father God, is out of the passion and the God-given talents that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, that every God-given talent should be on a God level, and that's why we take things to the top. We pray, Lord God, for everybody that has eyes to see and ears to hear, Father God. From those listening on Spotify, from those watching on YouTube, we ask that, Father God, even the information that we're giving and the jokes that we make, Father God, may touch someone who's sitting out there, Father God, and is going through the most. We do not know how far we reach, but you are the God that sees everything fine beyond our channels and our insights, Father God. We ask that your will be done and your kingdom come. Thank you for our families, our teams, and thank you for our lives. We pray for success and more blessings over the coming years. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. And everybody said,
amen!
Are you? Podcast and chill, man. We out of here. Boom.
Yo. Aye.
Boom.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlasha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.